This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is John.
And this week, it's underrated sci-fi again. It's been a while.
I think you forgot what the meaning of underrated was.
Okay, you gotta get a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked the movie Gamer.
Which is terrible.
And I think it's underrated, though.
No, it's not.
It's like...
It's abysmal.
Okay, so the guys that did Gamer...
Did Crank and Crank did and Ghost Crank Rider, 2. Spirits of yeah. Vengeance.
And Jonah Hex.
Okay, well, then they had a very bad track record.
Okay, so this movie's been on streaming for a while, like one or the other, Netflix, Amazon,
yeah,
Hulu.
I watched the trailer for it once and went, I don't need to ever watch this movie.
And I totally forgot Milo Ventimiglia was in it.
For a second?
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of people that are in it for just a second.
Yeah, they wasted a lot of talent in
it
this movie.
It was really
including
funny.
Including the main actors.
So... All right, so I feel like this is like Gerard Butler post 300, pre White House Down, that stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Or he did White House, or no, he did Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah,
White House Down was Channing Tatum.
Same movie,
different
person.
Die Hard in the White House. And this is pre Percy Jackson, Logan Lerman.
Is it pre?
I'm pretty sure. He looks really young, and he was only 17 when they filmed it.
He was actually younger than 17 when they filmed it. He's,
well,
his character
yeah.
was 17.
Right. It said he was 17 when it was released.
I thought he did the first Percy Jackson at this
He
point.
May have, but yeah. I mean, but he's not like a household name at this point or anything. I don't know. Is he
not
a household name still?
Yeah, I was going to say.
But he is in this house just because the kid loves Percy Jackson.
So the first one's okay. The second one is okay.
Yeah, the second one's not so good. But yeah. I do think this movie's a little bit underrated. Michael C. Hall's really good as like the mustache twirling bad guy in this.
I don't get underrated.
No. Okay.
This movie has a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes for a reason. Like literally the people rated it and it's 38%.
Oh, is it so, the people? I didn't see the people. Yeah. So
this movie is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's right down in the cellar with Aliens versus Predator Requiem.
Was that the second one?
Yes, it was the second one. I've never watched Jonah Hex and never will now because of this.
Wait, you've never seen Jonah Hex?
No.
I've never seen Jonah Hex.
I own Jonah Hex because somebody...
Yeah, that's why I thought you had seen
somebody it. Somebody bought it for me, but I never watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, somebody found it, I guess, at a discount store for $3 and bought it for me. It might have been my mom or somebody. I don't even know. But well, no, now I don't have to watch it. I seen Ghost Rider Spirits of Vengeance, and it's okay. But, like, I literally recognize their style of erraticism and, you know, no story from... I was like, man, this looks familiar. I'm like, I wonder what else they directed. Went in and looked and went, oh, Ghost Rider, okay.
All right.
I've never seen Crank, so...
So, I've seen both Crank movies, and I actually kind of enjoy them. For the freneticness of it all...
If Crank is good, this is the flip side of it, and this is the bad.
So this is the movie in between Crank and Crank Unlimited or whatever the second one was called. High Voltage.
So the only reason this movie got made is because Crank was successful.
Right, absolutely. Right. So now here's what
Michael
I like.
Michael C. Hall is terrible in this movie.
No, he's so good. He's so bad. He's so bad that he's good.
That accent.
Oh, his hillbilly accent?
That disappears. At the end of the movie?
So
God, everybody in this movie is wasted.
So, all right.
This movie's wasted.
So, I feel like this movie has a lot of potential, and I'm going to defend it a little bit. So
There's nothing to defend.
This
is good when I seen it as Death Race 2000.
Okay, so...
is good when I seen it as Universal Soldier.
All right, so you're
this
getting into my...
This is good when I seen it
myself.
As Starship Troopers.
So this is very much in the vein of those movies.
It's a ripoff.
Well, they're all ripoffs of something other than Starship Troopers.
No, this
Troopers.
Is literally a ripoff, like to the point where let's do the camera angle where we show body parts because that's what it looked cool in Starship Troopers.
Well, you know, anyway, you know, they can't all be Paul
Verhoeven.
These
gentlemen are not Paul Verhoeven.
No, they can't all be Paul Verhoeven. So what I like about this movie is it is definitely a tale of two movies, right? There's two parts, and there's a very definitive, okay.
The suck and the suckier.
Well, hold on. Because the whole, like, him being played by Logan Lerman as the character is kind of neat.
Detail.
And, like, there's not enough detail. Oh. And there's stuff that's at the end of the movie that should have been at the beginning of the movie, showing why he was in jail, showing that he was a military guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not put together well.
Well, and so I think, and I couldn't find anything in the production notes to support this, but I just feel like they had the idea to, hey, let's have, you know, a puppet on string as a playable video game character where you can play them and it's a real person. And then they got like partway through and they're like, oh, hey, what if this is how this happens?
No, they got partway through and went, we got to wrap this up. And then we don't know how we're going to do that.
I mean, it's under 2 hours, so that's good.
Thank God.
But you sat and watched it all through, though, right?
I watched the whole freaking thing. I want my hour and a half
you
back.
You want your hour and a half back.
Yeah.
So,
I literally sat there and went, did he forget what the meaning of underrated is?
I may have.
Yeah,
because
I
hadn't.
Did.
Okay, so this came out in 2009, so this is 10-year anniversary of the movie.
If you were in a room with a bunch of people who are sci-fi action movie fans, and you went, you know what, that gamer movie's really underrated, people would probably kick you out of the room and beat you with a stick.
On my way out.
It's not like you say, hey, that John Carter, that's a pretty good movie, because people will go, yes, that's actually a pretty good
movie.
Well,
John Carter is a very good movie. So I hadn't watched this movie in a few years.
And I will never watch this movie again.
No?
No.
So maybe it's just a guilty pleasure for me.
Gerard Butler was bored. Like, literally looked bored through the entire movie.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo was what? Just there as a John Leguizamo?
He was an NPC, a non-playable character,
right,
walking the field. Terry Crews is fresh off of his Old Spice commercials here.
Jeez. He was still doing an Old Spice commercial.
Right.
Amber Valletta?
What else is she? I didn't look her up.
She's a supermodel.
Okay.
Yeah. She used to host a show on MTV, like,
okay,
back in the 90s.
Like, she looked familiar.
I'm like,
and
what?
Yeah.
What was that casting choice?
Okay. So I kind of put this in the category of The One, right?
No. The one is better than this.
Hold on.
The One is better than
this. So it's got a really good cast.
Yeah.
It's got a really interesting premise.
Yeah.
And it may not have been executed to the best of its ability.
The only part of The One that is not executed good to its ability is the end of the movie. Otherwise, that movie has a good story.
Yeah.
It's a set, steady story.
Sure.
This movie's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, this literally is like poop thrown on a wall. That's what I was like, what the heck? What? This is not underrated. I've never heard, and nobody's ever recommended this movie to me.
No?
No. But people will say, like, you know, hey, have you ever seen The One? Yeah, I've seen The One in the theater.
Yeah,
I mean,
I saw that in the theater, too. I think I saw this in the theater,
I think,
actually.
That was the first Jason Statham movie I ever, like, seen. That, like, he was a cast member and not just a, you know, 1 minute on the screen.
So for me, there was probably Lock, Stock, which Statham, and then Snatch, right, and then The One.
Yeah, I think I seen Snatch after The One.
But
and
went, anyway,
hey, there's that guy from The One.
So I do feel like this movie, it, like, especially in the climate that we're in right now, isn't that horrible, like. Kind of with social media and you know, fake news and like just the political landscape that we're in. And, you know, you have this megalomaniac trying to literally take everyone's decision making away from them.
Better movies, better stories that tell the same story. Like Death Race 2000 tells this story a whole lot better. Universal Soldier tells this story a whole lot better. And that Tron tells this story a whole lot better, because that's the gaming part. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, it literally is like one of those movies where it's like they just took every idea that somebody else used, it threw it against the wall and seen what would stick, and then still didn't make a good movie. You could do a lot with a lot of stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, even the Starship Troopers part of the movie. The whole thing.
Oh,
with
the
all
humans.
The humans, like, getting mangled and all that type of stuff. It's like, they didn't convey that right. There's no Like, the outcry was ludicrous.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Ludicrous? I'm like, okay.
This was his prep for Taj in the Fast and Furious movies.
Well, wouldn't he have already done Too Fast?
Well, yeah, but yeah. When he came back, he was a computer hacker. So, right. You know, they were like, oh, yeah, let's make him a computer hacker because that's what he was in Gamers.
I think he was already.
I know. But, no, I mean, like, the cast in this movie is so good. And I think maybe that's why I have Nintendo colored goggles for something. So I just
was like, did anybody read the script or did they just agree to this because Crank was, you know, slightly successful?
Yeah.
And I think that's all it was. Like people just went, yeah, sure.
I needed to have a couch.
Gerard probably did it because it's like, this is as far away from 300 as
you can. So this is Lionsgate. So maybe it was part of like the picture deal he signed with them.
And
for
that's
300
probably
and
what
stuff.
Most of the people in that movie it was. It's like their contracts for doing X amount of movies for that, you know, Logan Lerman's agent probably was just like, this is a kid that could do this.
Yeah.
You know, and he's barely in it. I mean, you know, they don't even conclude his story.
They just let him out of jail and
he helps him.
When he goes home too and he sees like everything is like all. But then he helps him at the end. So
what?
I don't
know. You know?
So I definitely, like I said, like I
this movie should
have
been
no
called
trouble.
Trainwreck.
Well, maybe I'll change the title to Trainwreck of a movie. new bit.
Yeah.
Movie Trainwrecks.
This is.
So
I mean, we could do that instead. Instead of underrated, this is Movie Trainwreck.
Okay. So okay, well,
oh,
in
boy,
that case,
means we get to watch Alien versus Predator Requiem at some point.
Ooh, does that mean we can watch Alien Cubed?
What's Alien Cubed?
The third one? Because they did the three,
well,
like, in the Cubed.
And,
yeah.
I liked Alien 3. Alien 4 is the one that's bad.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's the one with Winona Ryder.
Yeah, where they clone her.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, this movie, like, the thing is...
And even that one's not as bad as this or Requiem. Requiem is just... What did I call Requiem to a friend the other day? A garbage fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not even a dumpster fire? Like, just a small garbage can?
Literally, like, just a garbage can on fire rolling down the street.
Okay. So, did you see that this movie originally just called Game?
No.
And then they changed the name to Citizen Game?
I seen that.
And then right before it came out, it was Gamer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this movie did not make any money. It lost $8 million, at least.
For good reason.
So.
For good reason.
Let's
see. It takes five people to go into a movie to see how bad it is and tell five more people, and they tell five people, and it's like, you know, done. I remember when this came out, and I went, this doesn't look like anything I want to see.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think when I saw this, it was because Gerard Butler had been so good in Reign of Fire and then in 300 that it's like, oh, well, I'll go see a Gerard Butler movie. Because this is
if you wanted to talk about an underrated Gerard Butler movie, we could have talked about Reign of Fire.
Let's pivot. Let's talk about Reign of Fire.
I haven't watched that in years.
It's on. Is it still on HBO? It might have been taken off yesterday.
This was taken off yesterday. Literally, I went to watch it
on Amazon,
and it was gone from Amazon and Hulu. And I went, thank God! I don't have to watch this movie.
Maybe it's on Netflix.
And then
now.
I searched it, and it's on Stars. And I went, damn it! I went, Stars.
That's
why?
What you get for having Stars.
Well, you know.
So, all right,
Stars is probably the best for movies of all the cable services.
When you're saying like HBO, Cinemax, all
that
stuff.
The Cinemax Showtime group and the HBO group and Stars, they probably have the most movies. Like, you know, if you go into their
app. I think they have the deal with Disney or whatever.
Well, they've had to deal with Disney forever. So, but I mean, like, just movies in general, like, you go in there and, like, right now, Equalizer 2 is on there.
Really?
Yeah. Just a bunch of random stuff.
See, I really like.
They'll do Netflix does the, you know, action movies. And it's a bunch of action movies. They'll break it down to the point where it's like Denzel.
Oh, cool.
It's just called Denzel, and it's all these Denzel movies, and it's like, man, that's a lot of Denzel.
Like Man
movies.
On Fire.
Yeah, I think that's on there
That's an underrated sci-fi movie. I'm not sure where the sci-fi is in there.
I was
going to
say that's just an underrated action movie.
Anyway. All right, so let's just agree. You hated this movie.
It's a garbage fire.
It's a garbage fire.
I'm going to have to come up with these ratings that, like, aren't normal, like, five stars and that. We're just going to go with, like, garbage fire.
Two garbage cans.
I'm in heaven.
What would be an I'm in Heaven movie? John Carter?
I think Infinity War was.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you could do like, I'm on another plane of existence. Not to offend anybody, like say I'm in heaven, you know, just say I'm on another plane of existence. Garbage Fire is like
ascended.
Yeah. So yeah. Garbage Fire is just down at the bottom. You know, if you see a Garbage Fire, you know there's bad stuff going on.
Garbage Fire in hell. That's the worst. You know. The worst rating you can give it. That's like Batman versus Superman.
I just think of Garbage Fires because of the, what was it, when the dumpsters caught on fire in New Jersey back in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that was one of the worst looking things I've ever seen.
I think
that's
where the term dumpster fire came from.
Probably did, yeah. So, but I'm like, anyway. That's one of the worst things I think I've ever seen.
All right. So I picked a stinker.
Yeah, you did.
So we'll close the
book.
That's
the name of the episode. I picked a stinker.
Gamer, I picked a stinker. I'll put underrated in quotes.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So.
Fastest episode ever.
Yeah.
Anyway. How about the last issue of The Walking Dead coming out tomorrow?
Okay, is that true? I saw.
Supposedly it's true.
Okay, so as we're recording this on Tuesday, so. If you're listening to this on Sunday, The Walking Dead comic is over.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Well, here's the thing. They've solicited 2 more months because previews for 2 months have come out. But yesterday, Skybound and Image announced that it was the last issue.
Okay.
But people have read it, like comic book dealers, because they got their comic books. I don't know. Nobody's saying anything because they don't want to spoil it.
So the weird thing is it's 72 pages, 73 pages, and it's got a title called The Farmhouse.
So is that the
new
book?
So it's The Farmhouse, The Walking Dead. Well, so maybe what this is...
Going back to Herschel's. Herschel's Farms.
Yeah. Well, there's nobody alive, but...
You know.
You know who died, right?
What? You mean like last issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you told me.
Okay.
We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? All right. So, like,
it was obvious because they didn't not show the solicitation of the second printing of that issue.
Oh.
It literally is Rick Grimes, 19 whatever, or, you know, yeah, 2000 whatever to 2019.
You know, that's kind of shitty.
I was like, literally, like, are you that dumb? Like, are you guys that dumb?
Apparently they are.
Well, it's like if you tout that you're a comic book fan and you've been in the business for as long as you have, don't let them give away your big thing.
Oh yeah.
So maybe that's why he ended it.
Oh, he's all pissed off. Yeah,
I don't know what his deal is.
I don't know. I feel like that's something he would do.
He made a big deal about Invincible.
Yeah.
And it's like The Walking Dead is such a big deal that I could see him just saying, this is the last issue.
Yeah.
Let everybody know the Monday before it comes out. Like, hey, guys.
Hey, by the way.
Guess what?
Heads
up. One of the most collectible issues is coming out on Wednesday. You thought last month was collectible.
You still get them, right?
Yeah, I get them. I haven't read since New World Order. When they got to the new community and Michonne found her daughter.
Okay.
That was last issue. Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
I just let them pile up. I was like, the end's coming. Like, literally, we talked about it because Invincible had ended.
Right.
That story started, and I'm like, New World Order is the end.
Yeah.
I'm
like, you said that. I think if you go back to a year and a half ago or whatever.
Yeah. I was just like, New World Order is going to be the end because they'll kill Rick. Like, in my head, I was thinking they'll kill Rick, and Carl will just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, by that time, I'm like, he's 17 years old. It's like 15 to 17, and they've never given an exact age. But I'm like, he's a teenager, so he can deal with the death of Rick better than he ever dealt with the death of Lori. And that, not that he ever dealt with the death of Lori, but...
No.
You know.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. I saw that article, and I just got a chance to peruse it for a minute, and it wasn't, nothing was, like, confirmed. Because I saw it from Bleeding Cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, pinch of salt. Like, is this?
Yeah, anybody lately? It's like they're just doing it for clicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's clickbait now. Well, and that's the thing is, like, some comic book websites, like news sites, have become such clickbaitish.
Yeah,
that a lot of comic book fans are now posting like don't read this site. It's not.
Even oh yeah, like is it Comic Booked or comicbook.com? One of those.
Something,
I know.
I don't know.
I
the only two that I've read and continued reading throughout the years has been Bleeding Cool and Newsarama.
Yep, those are the only two I read.
And like Bleeding Cool sometimes like goes off the tracks.
Yeah.
And that. So, you know, Newsarama has been the most professional one in the last 10 years that I've read. And I continue to read them. And they had an article about it, too. So
IGN does okay.
Yeah, but
I mean,
IGN
but their comic
is,
coverage
yeah,
is not
they're not
great,
a comic. So. They're not a comic book site. It's like Newsarama is a comic book coverage. And that's the thing. Bleeding Cool has gone off of just being comic books.
Bleeding Cool kind of feels like more TMZ-like now anyway.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like just tabloid stuff.
Yeah. Rumors and innuendos and, you know, this person made this person mad.
Aww.
You know.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you know. If somebody does something bad, it should be reported. But like Newsarama does it and you're like, that's a fair article.
Yeah.
Bleeding Cool does it and you're like, they don't like that person. It's literally sometimes what it reads like.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, different writers and stuff like that and everything.
So you're seeing Spider-Man this week?
Yeah, I'm going on Thursday.
I don't know when I'm going yet.
So I'm going at 1:15 on Thursday.
All right.
So.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going yet. Is there anything you're excited for?
Spider-Man.
Just
I mean,
Spider-Man in
yeah,
general?
I mean, because, like, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters.
I mean,
I'm
curious to see how they deal with Molten Man and Hydro Man.
Yep.
And that if they're actually real characters.
So I've
or
only
simulations and Mysterios.
So I've only seen the teaser in the first trailer.
Right.
I haven't watched anything else.
There's not been much where anything's been added.
Good.
Like the stuff you've seen is pretty much the stuff you see.
Okay.
And then there's stuff you know is going to happen. So, you know, that's I'm looking forward to Jon Favreau in it, and you know, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep. So I really like Tom Holland.
Spider-Man. I've never had a problem with Tom Holland.
I think this is the first time they've really nailed both halves of the character.
Even avoided reading, like, he did an interview where he told how he was almost in Spider-Verse.
Oh.
But I've avoided it because I'm afraid he's going to spoil something.
Right, because
in
he
this
inadvertently
movie.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like waiting until after I see it to read what exactly he was supposed to be doing in Spider-Verse.
So I did watch a video of him and Zendaya and that's how you say that, right?
I'm not sure.
And Jake Gyllenhaal going to a hospital.
Yeah.
And it was like it was really sweet and
where he stayed in character. Like he didn't
Both did. They were both into their suits.
Well, they were
in
their costumes, but like everybody was like, "Oh, he's using the Peter Parker voice and not
his
voice."
Yeah,
and
he wasn't.
That's cool. I'm like, you know, that's pretty cool. If there's somebody they can carry the torch of what Downey and Evans were doing, it's him.
Well, I said that.
Like he wants to be that person. It's like he's not like, I don't want to do that. And it's him and Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
I think are good carryover from what we had with Downey Jr.
And Cap.
And Evans. Yeah. It's like, you know, if there's any two that can be the representation of the whole thing, it's them. And then, you know, everybody else that will tag along and whoever they introduce, like new people.
So I now,
because I, you know, like Benedict Cumberbatch, I think enjoys playing Doctor Strange, but he doesn't want to put himself out there.
And
because
I don't
does so much more stuff.
I don't think Doctor Strange is the character that you make the cornerstone
of
your universe.
I'd like to see him just be part of the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, do his movies, but he should be in the Avengers.
Even if they don't do his movies, just make him a like Ruffalo-esque size part of the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
So.
Because, I mean, you know, if Ruffalo doesn't come back, but I think Ruffalo will come back.
Yeah, I think he always kind of goes back and forth. Like, I'm leaving, I'm staying, I'm leaving, I'm staying.
I think if they did, like, instead, like, you know, say we don't get Fantastic Four and X-Men in this universe, I'd like to see them do the Maestro.
Yeah.
And have it where Ruffalo plays both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with that.
Yeah, that'd
be
cool.
Because they've introduced time travel now.
Yep.
So they could do it where Maestro comes back instead of them going forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, literally the Avengers have to fight an evil Hulk. That's worse than fighting the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could always do a Kang story and that stuff, too. So, I'm really excited to see with Spider-Man, at least, kind of the aftermath of the snap and then the re-snap and, you know,
they're
all
back
that.
And they have to deal with 5 years later and, you know.
Is it 5 years? Oh, 5 years since the snap, yeah.
5 years since the snap. They came back that 5 years.
Right.
So it's like Peter is dealing with that too. I mean, May's 5 years older. Yeah. I'm assuming Happy's 5 years older because they never said if Happy disappeared or not.
Right.
I'm thinking he didn't.
Probably. I don't know. So,
you know.
But
just because of his relationship with Morgan at the end of Avengers, there's that, like, he's been around.
And then the whole, like, in the preview where they hinted that him and May were a thing. Yeah. Like,
which,
you know,
that I'm cool with that. I'm cool
I really like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I love Favreau.
Yeah.
Like, just in general. I'm
it's
I'm
fun
down
when he's
for
not
anything.
The director too,
right?
Like when he's just
because he can just goof off
because he can be happy and play happy,
yeah,
the way that he should play.
He
happy,
can be a happy.
Yeah, I mean that was one of the things, like, as bad as Iron Man 3 is, he's one of the best parts of it.
Oh yeah,
because it's like he's just playing. Yeah,
the badge
exactly.
tap, the
yeah.
badge tap. I love it.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, that's why I say Iron Man 3 isn't a terrible movie, is because there's elements in that movie where it's like, you know, man, they really got to, like, play the characters.
Yep.
So,
you know, I mean, I don't know. Iron Man 3 is not a horrible movie. It's a pretty decent Christmas movie.
Do you think that Tony shows up as the hologram?
I don't think in this one, no.
For Peter. He's the hologram for Peter.
I guess maybe. I'd like to see that, to be honest.
I think we'll see Morgan Stark.
I think it's like hashtag
too
soon.
She was at the premiere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, she's in this movie.
So that little girl that plays her, did you see the thing going on with her and her family?
Or something?
And it's like, hey, people, she's like 10 or whatever, 11. Yeah. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
She's a little kid. She's out with her family. Don't go ask her for an autograph. That's fucking creepy.
I don't think it was that. It was harassment on Instagram or something.
Well, it was. There was a whole thing where the guy had asked for her autograph.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Her mom was like, they're playing on the playset. And he was like, you need to teach her how to act right in public.
Okay.
And then he went on Instagram and started bashing
her.
And it's like, she's a little girl.
Act right in public?
Right. Because she was playing and not signing his goddamn merchandise.
Oh, okay. One of those guys.
So I get really like, so I'm not lumping you in.
She's at a convention.
Right.
It's a different thing.
So I'm not going to lump you in with this because I know you understand the etiquette of approaching someone for when and where for an autograph.
Yeah.
But these stupid autograph seekers who.
Well, we talked about that when I went to Disney last year and we seen Carlton.
Yeah.
And he was in the hotel. He was in the lobby and it's like. All I did was say, hey, there's Carlton.
Right.
And, like, you know, that's cool.
And I always, like, if I see one, if I see a celebrity, I will say, hey, and be like, I liked you in whatever the first thing that they were in that comes to my head.
Yeah.
So, but and I'm if like, I, if, but like, if I ever meet Josh Jackson, I'm totally just referring to him as Charlie Conway.
Oh, yeah. Not Pacey?
No. No. He was Spazway long before he was Pacey.
Yeah.
So,
I liked him on Fringe.
I got to go back and watch that.
I like them on
there. Daryl was telling me I need to watch, just start with the second season. Like,
watch the first episode of the first season, watch the last episode of the first season, so you know what Fringe is, the Fringe, and you know what Walter is. And then, watch the last episode.
Yeah.
And then just start watching after that.
Because
literally, that's when the Fringe science starts, because the first season seems like the X-Files.
Yeah. That's why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the X-Files. But,
But once you start finding out, like, what's really been going on the whole time, then it's like, oh, okay.
And it's Anna.
Then it gets really weird in the last season.
Anna Torv, like, right? That's the actress.
Yeah.
I like her. She's cool.
Yeah, it's literally like the multiverse type stuff, and that weird stuff happens in the last season where you're like, okay, this got really weird. But they wrap it up. They give it a good conclusion. So
cool.
But yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't bother celebrities, like, unless, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I know people who collect autographs from people who seek out celebrities.
Right.
And it's like, celebrities understand that, but when it comes to a celebrity who's a child, I would never
especially
do that.
A young child.
Yeah,
you know?
I would never do that.
I mean, it's like when we were at the convention the one year when Haley was cosplaying as Rey.
Yeah.
And people kept coming up, oh, can we take your picture?
Yeah.
And I said exclusively no.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's kind of, you open yourself up to that when right. you do that too.
But I would never go up to a little kid and be like, oh, right. you're so cute. But let me take your picture.
People who are different, yeah. you know, it's the same thing, like, you know, with any cosplayer where it's like, you open yourself up to that.
Right.
You know, I mean, you have to expect that you're going to deal with people like me who are like, oh, I like your costume
yeah.
and that.
I don't want a picture with you or anything, but I like your costume
and that. And then you're going to deal with the people who are like, hey, I'll pay you to take pictures right. like this. And it's like, you just have to expect that.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with it because that's part of it. You have to have a really hard shell.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, with celebrities, it's one of those things where, you know, if you mess around with somebody, prepare to get a beatdown.
Yeah.
Because people do hire bodyguards.
I mean, a celebrity.
And you will get a beatdown.
A celebrity of a certain age.
Yeah.
Knows what they've signed up for.
Right.
A celebrity.
A kid who was just cast in a movie
kid,
because
and
she's
this
a
was
kid
her
and
first
she was
movie.
Cute
yeah.
And, yeah. You know.
She had good chemistry with Robert Downey right. Johnny Jr. Right. You know, that's different.
Yeah. It's literally one of those things where it's like, you know, who's a kid celebrity? Like Logan Lerman.
Yeah.
Would be a good example. Logan Lerman at 14, I would never like even think about talking to. But Logan Lerman at his age now, I'd be like, hey, you know, I liked you in Percy Jackson.
Hey, I liked you in 50% of the Percy
you
Jackson
poor guy.
Movies.
Why did you get cast in that gamer? You should have fired your agent to get cast in that gamer movie.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's that. It's yeah. that thing where you're like under 18.
Yeah.
You know, unless they're at a convention. Well, at a convention, if I'm paying.
Well, if they're at a table and
so,
you're going
yeah.
up and you're getting
okay,
an autograph, that's different.
Talking about Walking Dead. The first year, I still was going to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Well, the first season came out.
Okay.
What's his name that played Carl?
Oh, Chandler.
Chandler. Riggs. Chandler Riggs. He was there. And the girl who played Sophia was there. They literally were, their parents were
yeah.
there.
In the
know,
booth with them. And
yeah, their parents were at the booth with them. You know, Chandler was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shook my hand. You know, yeah. you know, did you like the show?
Like
did you
a,
like the first season?
Like a fine young man.
Well, he was literally, yeah. like, interested to know
yeah.
what people thought of the show and that. And the girl who played Sophia was nice.
Yeah.
Her dad talked to me for 10 minutes
nice.
About filming and stuff like that. But it's like, I would never go up to them, like,
right.
like at that age.
Right.
And then I paid my money and you signed a piece of paper for me and
right.
you gave me a few minutes. It's
yeah.
like, you know, but I'm like, Chandler was nice. Chandler came here to the expo. He was nice.
He was nice.
I'm
people
like,
weren't
I
nice to him,
that,
but he was very nice.
I think that Chandler is just a well-raised person.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's why he was good on that show.
Okay, so circling back to The Walking Dead real
yeah.
quick. Is this the last season for the show since the comic's done?
I don't know.
If the comic's done?
I don't know. You call Robert Kirkman up and ask him.
Oh, hold on.
I mean, you could. We're, you know, journalist, quote unquote. You could call Skybound
yeah.
and ask for a comment.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
But he wouldn't say just, because that's
yeah.
not his decision.
No.
He signed a piece of paper that says AMC can produce this as mm-hmm. much as they want. And if people want to leave, they leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The question is, does what's her name come back?
Lauren
now that,
Cohen?
Yeah.
That now that her show
Tango
got canceled?
Canceled?
Did you watch any of that?
No, I don't watch much TV anymore.
It's like, was it on ABC, I think?
Probably.
It was like one of those procedurals.
Like regular
like I just can't
shows,
watch that.
Regular TV shows that I watch is down to This Is Us.
Okay.
Like weekly shows
yeah.
where I wait in for it to pop up on Hulu and I watch it.
Yeah.
I think This Is Us is the only one now.
We do some comedies, like, as a family. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, like I'll watch stuff on FX, but normally I just wait till it hits Hulu, and I'll just
well,
watch
yeah,
all at once.
Yeah, literally, like, so. You know, it's to that point now where people don't have the courtesy to not spoil stuff.
Right.
So it's like stuff gets spoiled immediately, and I'm like, if I want to watch a show, I'll just watch a show.
Did I tell you I watched Jessica Jones?
Yeah, you did.
I liked it.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where, like, I haven't watched. What have they done? Another season of Daredevil.
So there was Daredevil season 3, Punisher
there an
season
Iron
2.
Fist and a Luke Cage?
No, there was. Yeah, there's two seasons of. Did you watch? You watched the second season of Iron Fist because we talked about it. Because at the end, when he had the guns, the magic guns.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we talked. We talked about it.
Well, that's how memorable that was.
Well, yeah, rightfully so. And was Luke Cage was before Cage? That. Yeah, and that was when he became the King of Harlem.
No, I haven't watched it then. I haven't watched the second Luke Cage.
Oh, that's right, you didn't. But we talked about it because you knew about it.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's that thing where
I made it
after
through.
Defenders. I was just kind of like,
dude, Defenders like crushed all the momentum those shows had.
Yeah.
So, I watched the first two episodes of the second season of Punisher, and I was like, "This is stupid. I'm done. We just can't even."
There was a second season of Punisher.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
And then the third season of Daredevil, I really liked, and the third season of Jessica Jones, I really liked.
Daredevil is the only one that I'm like, I want to go watch it, but like, I just haven't been in the mood to watch Dark and Moody.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to watch Dark and Moody, I watch Batman the Animated Series.
Right.
Yeah. It's literally down to watch something you enjoy and not something where you're like, if you hear things, you're like, or if you watch trailers or previews and you're like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like Gamer, literally, like I watched that trailer months ago when it popped up.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, nope, just nope. I can tell. Like, you know, I've watched so much of the stuff that's ingrained in me to the point where I'm like, I see a trailer for something, I'm like, nope. And then I get surprised by stuff. Like, what did I watch? Hereditary.
Oh, was that good? Is that on Amazon still?
I don't know. I have a friend who is more of a horror fan than I am, and he was posting pictures on Mother's Day of different horror mothers. And he posted that one, and I literally said to him, I said, is this worth watching? And he goes, yes. He goes, I think you'll really like it. And literally, I sat there, and I was like, okay, this is really good. Like, to the point that the new one that he directed came out.
Yeah.
Summer Fest or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
It's about the Norwegian Summer Fest.
I don't know.
And that, but I'm like, when that comes out on streaming or whatever, I'm definitely watching it because he did a good. The director wrote it too.
Okay.
He did a good job of
with Hereditary as well.
Yeah, he wrote Hereditary. Okay. Yeah, and he building it up. The build up was literally like you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, because that's Toni Collette, right?
Yeah, Toni Collette's in it. Sam Neill's in it.
Is that how you say it? Collette? Colletti?
I think so. Collette, yeah.
So
Sam Neill's in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, but it's one of those movies where everything makes sense at the end.
Yeah.
But there's a thing on, I think it was YouTube or online somewhere, where it gives you more detail.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you want to know more about what the story was, like what
like
was
to
going
know more?
On.
Click
yeah.
Here.
Literally, that's what it was like. It's like because it ends and you're like, wow, what, like you realize what happened, but you're like, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah.
And literally, I went on and I read everything about what was being set up throughout the movie, like story wise. And I'm like, oh, okay. Makes even more sense now.
Are you going to watch Stranger Things?
Yeah, I'll watch Stranger Things. I probably won't watch it like this week, but I'll watch it like in the next month or so. I like that. I thought that was enjoyable.
I like the second season more than the first season, so
yeah,
I'm definitely into keep
looks
watching.
Like they're
so.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
Like it's literally like tongue in cheek.
Well,
at
the Duffer
points.
Said like Will isn't gonna just be tortured the whole time. Well, so that's good.
And it's a different looking monster, and you know seeing her in Godzilla made me go, she's better at acting than we know she is.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen her in anything besides Stranger Things and this.
There's not a lot with 11.
Yeah. And I'm like, this 11
like,
is going
to
be
character.
A little bit more mature, a little bit older, and, you know, been living with them. And
well, and it's why I liked the
plus
X-Men
I just like
episode.
The sheriff wearing the.
The duster?
He's wearing like a white t-shirt that looks like he's thinking he's in Miami Vice.
Does he have the suit jacket? With
you know,
the,
he's a dad now because he's her dad. And, you know, so there's certain points where you're like, okay, this is going to be cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And I look forward to like the older kids.
Yeah.
They're what's entertaining to me too. Like their story is entertaining.
Steve, especially.
Steve and
Billy.
Yeah.
The Red Ranger.
Well,
in the movie.
Yeah.
So. They said they might do another one of those.
Just because everybody's starting to become popular that was in that. So it's like, you know, what's her name? Princess Jasmine.
Yeah.
Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, Kimberly.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I know Haley liked it a lot. But she was also their target demographic.
Right. It was fine. I mean, it was good for what it was. And, you know, having watched that original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I'm like, this is totally right on the mark.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's more CG, but I'm like, Elizabeth Banks was good as Lady Repulsa, but I'm like, Lord Zedd? Yeah, I'm like, that'd be awesome
to see
Lord Zedd. And don't do him CG. Do him as a character.
Yeah. Like you did.
Goldar was terrible in that movie.
Yeah. But
so
I don't know. What really took me out of that movie was when they did the when they did the go-go song in the song. You know, it was like, oh, come on.
I think the music was fine. The worst part was the I've Got the Power at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That song. It's like, nobody knows that song.
No. No.
That's under the age of, you know, 30.
Yeah. So, but anyway. Cool. All right.
Well, you picked a stinker and this went random cast.
Woohoo. That's the beauty of the random cast.
Hey,
it can pop up anywhere, anytime.
Hey.
So, all right. So Johnny will pick the topic next week since I failed this podcast.
Maybe we'll do another year.
Yeah.
We haven't done a year in a while, have we?
Been about a month and couple a half. Weeks. No, because we did.
That was a month ago.
Was it a month ago?
I think it was a month
ago. I don't know how long ago it was. So
you look at the website more than I do. So,
well, I look at the back end of the website.
Do you want to do another infamous team?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That was fun. So we'll figure that out.
DC or Marvel?
Dealer's choice.
Let's do DC.
Okay. Ooh, Teen Titans.
Nah.
Pick your Titans.
Nah.
You're right. Let's, they nailed outsiders. It the first time. All right. We're gonna
anybody
have to
can be an outsider.
Okay. We'll have to set some ground rules, though. But, like, I can do this.
Or we just do Infamous Justice League. Infamous Teen Titans is kind of hard because, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you do Infamous Titans.
Well, I said Infamous Titans.
Yeah, we can do Infamous Titans.
Yeah, we'll do Titans. So, because then you can pick.
Well, we know who's going to be on Brian's team.
Do we?
Yeah, Nightwing will be on that
team. Will he?
Yeah, he will.
You sure?
Yeah. You got to have your leader.
Tim Drake is a perfectly fine leader.
Well, Nightwing. He's Nightwing, too.
Anyway.
I mean, they can't even come up with a name for that character.
Nightwing?
Red Robin. Yum. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
There's other birds out there. There's other, you know, characters that you could name him. Why not call him like Peregrine or something, you know?
Toucan.
Ooh, there you go. Follow my nose. I'm just thinking of something that's like, you know, like.
What about Hawk? No, that's taken.
No, that's taken.
What about Dove? That's taken.
Falcon's taken.
Falcon's gone.
Yeah, that's why I said Peregrine. So,
Peregrine. But like, people are like, what the hell's a Peregrine?
A falcon?
What about Falcon? No, Falcon's gone.
We said that already.
I know. What about Cardinal? It's red.
Hey, that would actually work. The Cardinal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beware the Cardinal.
Somebody probably already used that.
I'm sure they did. So, but yeah, all right, cool.
So, one of these days we're just going to do Infamous crossover team.
Ooh.
It's going to be any comic book company characters. That'll be like a crazy one.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I don't know. Yeah,
I'm already thinking of that right now.
We'll do a DC one.
Yeah, we'll do DC. We'll do. Let's just do a DC team. Just pick a team. Let's not. And then give them a name.
Infamous Titans?
Yeah. Well, we'll call it the. I'll think of a title, but.
We'll get sued by somebody.
Yeah.
Infamous Titans.
Yeah.
It can be anybody.
Okay.
Because Justice League has to be the pantheon.
So I can't have.
The gods of the DC
universe. So are there characters that we can't have?
No, you can use anybody.
So I could do like
Villain,
Superman.
Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want Superman to be a Titan. Superman can be a Titan.
Cool.
He is a Titan anyways. I mean, you know. Yeah, you can.
A Titan of virtue?
So here's the rules of this one.
Okay.
Anybody.
Villain, hero.
From any genre of the DC universe, because they've destroyed Vertigo now, so that everybody's going to be in the DC universe.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, and we probably should spend some time talking about that. If you want to use
characters that have only been used on the TV shows, that's fine. But I think they've used every character from the comic books on the TV
just about. Yeah. Like Young Justice.
I don't think they've introduced anybody new.
Did you watch season 3 of Young Justice?
No, was it on the DC network?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it.
See, that was some bullshit too, because Netflix freaking is what made DC realize.
Well, the DC network's going away anyways.
Because it's being that Warner Media thing.
Yeah, well, they burnt it. It trash fired. It literally, you don't run the first episode of a new series and then say the next week, it's canceled.
Oh, with Swamp Thing. Yeah.
There were so many people that were like literally emotionally hurt by that because they had been looking forward to it. And I'm like, you know what? Just go find old DVDs of the Swamp Thing that used to play on the USA Network.
Yeah.
It was fun. The guy who played Anton Arcane on that was a great TV, like, mustache twirling villain.
Cool.
And Dick Durock, who had played Swamp Thing from the first movie all the way through, was just good.
Yeah.
Like, he's good at playing that
character. He's Swamp Thing.
And the costume that he wore was the costume, I think, that had been used in Return of the Swamp Thing.
Mm.
Swamp Thing's another underrated movie.
I saw the first one. I don't think I saw Return.
The second one is okay. Heather Locklear's fun in it because it's more of a comedy.
Oh, okay.
And that, but the costume in that was superior to the costume in the first movie.
Okay.
Like, it literally looked like Swamp Thing. I think some of the artists that have drawn Swamp Thing now probably based their character off of that costume.
Yeah.
So that was the costume that was used in the TV series. And, you know, he's very comfortable in that costume, so he doesn't look like he's like this, like that planked character look that when they put a character in just a big giant costume. And he was a big dude anyway, so it's like, you know, he's just perfect in that. And it was a fun series, but it wasn't like a great series or anything. I think I've got some of the DVDs of it.
Yeah.
Because they used to do these like box sets where they would just throw in a bunch of episodes together, and the opening of that show is fun, like just because it's what you want it to be, I guess, a comic book opening.
Yeah.
And the voice he uses, like Dick Durock's voice, is like kind of digitized.
Okay.
So it sounds different, like, you know, like he's been destroyed and then rebirthed, and that. But yeah, it was fun.
Okay, cool.
I can't remember that guy's name that played Anton Arcane, but he was just a fun villain.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, he was just that, you know, scheming type villain. And,
right.
And that. But it was cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Infamous Titans.
Infamous Titans next week on
that Seven note. Characters.
Okay.
Seven characters.
Let's are we doing heroes and villains, or just a Titans team? Like,
if you
want
to do villains,
like, who are the heroes and who is the villains that they fight?
What villain team does Titans fight?
Like the Hive, or
what's the one with
they fight the Brain and Shurmala.
The Brain. What was their group?
That was the
Titans. Brotherhood of Evil.
Yeah.
Create a Brotherhood of Evil.
Okay.
7 and 7 if you want to do 7 and 7. You don't have to do 7, but keep it down to 7.
7 max.
We're not doing any teachers or anything.
Because they don't have teachers. Yeah. I can't wait till we do Infamous Legion.
Jesus Christ. How do you do Infamous Legion? Because there's like...
You can have characters from any timeline.
The next kind of, yeah.
Thrown into the 31st century.
They have to be in the 31st century. But I just want the Fatal Five to be the Fatal Five.
Well, the Fatal Five is the perfect.
Five just has to be the Fatal Five.
I mean, let's be honest. There is a perfect Legion team that's already been in the books.
That's one of the cartoons I'm interested in seeing, is that Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Yeah, that's out. Did you watch the Batman versus the Ninja Turtles yet?
No.
That looks really good. The animation looked really good.
I'll probably wait till Black Friday because those all seem to end up in the Black Friday groups.
It was $9.99 on iTunes the other day.
Death of Superman, the new Death of Superman they did on Black Friday last year.
Yeah.
And it was really good. So like, I bought Reign of Superman a couple weeks ago.
Reign of the Superman was on one of the streaming things, but Death of Superman never was. So it's like, well, I want to watch the first part of it before I see the second part, even though I know the story.
So you can see it.
Yeah.
But there was enough changes that it was good.
Cool.
Because it, but there was enough there.
Well,
because
the one they did years ago with Adam Baldwin as Superman
was awful. That was so bad.
So.
And that, but yeah, this one was better.
Okay.
But it's part of that new 52 universe that they set up. So like there's a lot of interaction with the friendship between him and Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Like not a, a relationship, but just that friendship where I'm like,
hey, old buddy, old friend, old pal.
Yeah. Like, you know, they talk about, you know, like his relationship with Lois. And it's like one of those things where she's concerned about him revealing who he is to her. And, you know, it's because he hadn't done it yet.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, this is really like a good, good, like, you know, friendship, and Batman's good in it. So
who's the voice of Batman?
Is I don't remember.
Is it Bruce Greenwood or is it Jason Mara?
I don't remember who it is.
All right, one network show you need to be watching the current season of is S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's that's good. Another one, but I wait until that gets about halfway through the season.
I think it's on,
and then
episode five or six just happened, so you're about halfway.
Yeah.
So. And I think it already got picked up for another season.
Always picked up again.
So, his season's been really... Honestly, the last two seasons of the show have been the best.
Yeah.
So, and then I put that season with Ghost Rider just under that.
Okay.
Which was a really good season.
I'm hoping they do that as a series for Hulu or
There's been talk, speculation. Yeah. So, all right.
He's the reason I'm looking forward to that new Terminator movie.
Oh, the kid that played Robbie Reyes?
Yeah, because he's playing the Terminator.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Have you watched that trailer at all? Oh, watch that trailer because they came up with a new idea for the Terminator.
Okay.
And I'm like, is a cool idea.
Okay.
That he can replicate himself. And I'm like, okay, that's taking like the T-1000 a step ahead.
Well, didn't Kristen Lokhan's one replicate itself?
No.
No? In the Rise of the Machines?
I don't think so.
I don't know. That was a horseshit movie, too. Yeah, so
that's a garbage fire on a garbage fire.
that's sent back in time.
That's a nuclear garbage fire.
Sent back in time.
I'm like...
to destroy itself.
There's certain ones where I'm like... Like, people don't like Genesis, and I'm like, Genesis is okay.
Which one was Genesis? Was that,
that was the most recent one?
That
was the one with Doctor Who. Doctor Who was a Terminator.
Oh, yeah. I hated that one.
Yeah. Like, that one, I'm like, I like that better than Rise of the
Machines. Wait, which one was Salvation?
That was the Christian Bale one.
I didn't like that one.
Oh, okay.
I liked parts of that movie, but because the one dude who I don't like.
Jake Sully from Avatar. Perseus from Clash of the Titans. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, the crap. I hate that actor. Like, I just don't enjoy anything.
Why? What did he do to
you? I don't know. I just don't enjoy him. Sam something.
Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington. That's all thank he had you. To say. So. Speaking of Sam's, Sam Witwer was in Gamer.
Do you know why Sam Witwer was in this movie?
He owed there's someone a favor. Like
there's something in the trivia about how Michael C. Hall insisted.
That he was in Dexter. Yeah.
I don't remember him on Dexter.
He was really good on Dexter. Yeah. He was super creepy.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. You got to go. You got somewhere to be. So, all right. On that note, we'll see you next week.
Infamous Titan.
What do they say? Titans together?
Titans assemble? I don't know.
I think it's Titans together.
It's Titans together.
So. All right.
We don't need that.
Oh, we got to come up with a catchphrase for the team then.
Titans together.
There you go.
You know, Avengers assemble and X-Men.
To me, my X-Men.
But there was nobody to do that. And that's not really
That's really just what Cyclops says, so.
Does Cyclops say that?
Yeah.
I thought that was Xavier that said that.
Oh, I mean, Cyclops co-opted it after he killed Xavier.
Well, there you go. What's happening with that book? What's that new Power of X?
Oh, I haven't been reading the Power of X.
That's a new series coming, right?
There's just too much. The new series coming. Yeah I don't know.
It's Hickman stuff.
I'm really leery because it's Hickman.
Okay.
Like, will it be on time? Probably not.
Trade paperbacks.
Yep, exactly. All right, on that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye. The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.